Yehoshua, Perek Yudalad Pasuk Zayin, Kalev ben Yefune is speaking to Yehoshua, his old comrade in arms when they were part of the Meraglim together, and the only two who withstood the temptation to join the Rov in the case of the Meraglim and be part of the Chet HaMeraglim to say Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Kalev is going to delineate the promise that Moshe Rabbeinu had made regarding Kalev when it came to inheriting. Ben Arboim Shana Anochi. I was, says Kalev, 40 years old, Bishloach Moshe Eved Hashem Osi Mikadesh Barnea. At the time when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eved Hashem, a minute ago he called him Ish Hashem, now he calls him Eved Hashem, sent me, referring to himself, as part of the mission on the way from Kadesh Barnea to spy out Eretz Canaan. Va'ashevo sodavar kasher im levavi, and I brought him back a report as it was in my heart. So the Jews were going to be punished. Anybody over the age of all the men who were over 20 and under 60 who accepted the malicious report of the Meraglim were condemned to die in the Midbar. So Kalev, by emphasizing his age of 40 years old, says that despite the fact that the rest of my entire generation died in the Midbar, except for you, Yehoshua, I did not die. I was excluded from the decree of death because of what I did. And what I did was, when I came back to report on Eretz Yisrael, I spoke my true convictions, what was in my heart. Rashi, Radak, everybody says he spoke from his lave. He did not try to put down Eretz Yisrael. He was very honest and said, we can take it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us that we will inherit Eretz Yisrael. Let's not turn down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift of inheritance. He will fight for us. He did agree with the other Meraglim that there were giants and that the cities were fortified. But he said that, according to Abar Benel says, he said that part to Moshe Rabbeinu, but not publicly. So although he even kind of hints in Parsha Shlach, Kalev sounded initially like he was going along with the Meraglim, but then he made a very abrupt turn to say, but we can take it and we deserve it no matter what the challenges are. But the Abar Benel says that he even was more honest and said, yes, there are some challenges, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu fighting for us, we have nothing to fear. So I spoke my heart. Pasaches v'achai asher alui mi, and my brothers who went up with me, him siv es lev ha'am. Interesting word, shattered, broke the heart of the people. So he calls the Meraglim his brothers. They are still his Jewish brethren. But the shattering, that comes from Targum Unkelus. The Metzudas David says it's connected to the word Vayimas, which is what the Kohanim said to soldiers before they went to war, which means melting. So either he broke they broke the hearts of Klal Yisrael, or they melted away the hearts of Klal Yisrael. We've seen that numerous times in Sefer Yehoshua by Yericho about how the Canaanim felt. But v'anochi milesi acharei Hashem Elokai. Whereas I fulfilled the will of Hashem, milesi, filled up the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my God, I would not join them in their malicious plot to put down Eretz Yisrael, for whatever their reasons were, and all of the Mefarshim and Parsha Shlach, you hear Divrei Torah, they had good intentions, but came around it badly. Pasuk Tes, Vayishava Moshe Bayomahu Lemor, and Moshe swore on that day, saying, Im lo ha'aretz, asher dorcha raglacha ba, l'cha tihiyeh l'nachala ulvanecha ad olam. Surely, by saying the word imlo, that's sort of a double negative, saying certainly the land on which your foot trod, which your foot walked, in it will be your inheritance and your children's inheritance forever. Ki milesa acharei Hashem Elokoi, because you fulfilled the word of Hashem, my God. So the same God, Hashem Elokai, that in the previous Pasuk Kalev referred to on himself, is the way Moshe referred to it as well. So what is this land on which his foot trod? So this has to refer to one part of Eretz Yisrael where Kalev went and none of the other Meraglim went. So what we are told Jewish tradition says this strongly. It's also in the Gemara that Kalev went alone to Ma'aras HaMachpelah, to Hebron, to daven at the place of the Kever Avos, despite the fact that there were giants there, exactly as the other Meraglim had said accurately. But he went to Hebron himself to daven Bezechus Avos, and Moshe also had already davened on his behalf that he shouldn't be influenced by the evil intent of the remainder of the Meraglim. And so he took a special trip that the other ones did not. And so his feet alone had trod in Hebron, whereas the other Meraglim did not. And so that's the place that was going to be his special inheritance for fulfilling the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so now he's going to say to Yehoshua, hey, it's time for that to come true. How did he go to Hebron if there were all of these giants there? Because Kalev had no fear of the giants in Hebron. His faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so strong that he was never worried that they would be able to do him any harm.